Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I expect that some people are going to say that we're going down a rabbit hole, that we're going to be preaching conspiracy theory, that we're all going to get our little tinfoil hats on and sit in a corner and talk about the impossible and talk about things that aren't true. But unfortunately for them, they're not smart enough to actually hide the things they are doing. And by they, I mean our government, and I mean even some unelected officials, just some big-wig elitists, and some people who are certainly trying to gain complete control over this country, and thus complete control over you. And let's just start with this nonsense of Davos, because this is something that all the elitists fly to. Sit around and talk about how you, the American people, are the cause of all the problems in the world. It's you who are causing global warming. It's you who are going to bring about the ruination of the earth. It's you and your ridiculous meat consumption. It's you and your ideas that you want to travel and own your own businesses and own your own houses and be free. Oh, we can't have that. And then when you talk about the Great Reset, they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, and yet they call their actual conference the Great Reset. These are people who are convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are so dumb that when you see something with your own eyes, if they tell you it doesn't exist, you'll say, yes, master. That's how arrogant and full of themselves these people actually are. And we got people like Klaus Schwab, who's basically, you know, he's straight out of central casting to a movie villain for an espionage movie. James Bond villain. Getting up there, tough shirt, talking about how we can't do this and we shouldn't do that and we have to implement this. Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you? And, of course, we have the climate change crazies. And you know who they are. I mean, it's just a who's who. A who's who of nutcases, psychopaths, cultists, elitists. You have one guy up there literally saying, we have to stop the American people from eating meat. Meat consumption has to go to zero. They want you to eat bugs. I'm not kidding. I mean, that sounds like some ridiculous plot from some sci-fi film, and it's actually happening. Now, another person suggests, you know what we need to do? We need to be able to limit travel to the extent that you can only go within your certain area. Everything, we'll make sure that there are stores and everything, but everything within your certain area, and if you have to go out of that area, if you have to go out of that town, you need permission from the government. They're actually bringing that up as an idea. So in other words, you would have to get permission from the government to go to the next town. Is that the way you want to live, like herded animals? Because that's the way they want you to live. And this is not a conspiracy theory. You go listen to them. Go listen to the crazies. It's absolutely unbelievable. And while they're sitting there telling you, your carbon emissions are terrible. You literally, we have to get electric everything. Everything. Yeah, because they can control the electric grid. You understand, right? But while you have to get electric everything, they're flying in on jumbo jets. These stuff-shirt elitists are flying in on jumbo jets. And from what I've heard, some of these jumbo jets only had two or three people on them. And there were dozens and dozens of them. Ah, so it's okay for them. It's okay for them. That's the thing that gets me. Every time you hear these people, it's all about them. What they want, not what you want. They don't care what you want because they want to control you. They want to control you. Now, Al Gore was there. We all know who Al Gore is. He's the guy who said all the polar ice caps will be gone by, what, 2013 if we don't do something immediately. Well, the polar ice caps are still there, Al. The snow caps are still there, Al. You know, the ones that you guaranteed everyone would be gone if we didn't listen to you. You're literally a doomsday cult. These are a bunch of literal James Bond. You know what it reminds me of? The League of Villains in the Minions. League of Supervillains. They all get together and say, these people must be stopped. They cannot eat meat. They cannot have gasoline. They are causing global warming. They don't care about their jumbo jets parked outside, right? They don't care about that. And along with them, by the way, it was Bob Kemp from Georgia, Republican from Georgia. Nice going. Glad to see you made the show. Wonder if you'll come back and report the truth that they want this great reset to happen. It's happening in England. There's a town in England right now that they are going to be doing an experimental test on in which you really can't leave. You can stay within certain parameters. If you have to go outside those parameters, you're going to have to get permission. Does that sound familiar? Well, if it doesn't, let me jog your memory. During the pandemic, we were told we can only go so far. If you come into this area, you'll have to quarantine. If you come into that area, you'll have to quarantine. Amazing. Doesn't that sound just like what they're talking about now? Well, we don't have to speculate, because a certain gentleman got up there and said the quiet part out loud and said COVID-19 was the perfect starting point for this because it showed us what we can do. Ah. So you don't think in your wildest dreams that maybe just a little tiny portion of all these lockdowns and restrictions that were put on people during the COVID era that we now know was unnecessary. And I mean, that's not my opinion anymore. That's fact. Even people from the left-wing media medical field are saying, well, in retrospect, we probably didn't have to do all those lockdowns. Yeah, you didn't. So why did you? Because at some certain point, folks, I'm not saying right at the beginning. Maybe right at the beginning, everyone said, well, we don't know what the hell's going on. Keep people close to home. Make sure this thing isn't going to spread like wildfire. I get it. But at some point, folks, this became something different. At some point, this became, let's see how far we can push the American people into a new way of living. Remember when they got on television and said, masks and these type of things, this may be the new normal. How often did you hear the new normal? Why do you think that was? Well, now we know. Because we have a bunch of unelected elitists down in Davos basically saying, well, you know, we learned a lot from that. And we learned that things could be better if people were just to adopt that as their new normal. You don't really need to travel. You don't need to go out of a certain area. Yeah, because then they can herd you like sheep. They want every one of your freedoms stripped. They want you to own nothing. They want you to work for the machine. They want you to eat what they designate as good for you. They want you to drive what they designate you're allowed to drive and go where they're going to tell you you can go. And it's at your door, folks. It's happening in the UK. Happened in Australia. During the COVID, and I'm not talking about the first 2 weeks of it. I'm talking about the later stages before all the bans were lifted here in the United States. In Australia, they were putting people in camps. They were literally taking you out of your home and placing you in camps against your will. And when people escaped from them because they didn't want to stay there and not be in their house with their loved ones or whatever, they hunted you down like dangerous criminals and said you were fugitives from justice. I want you to think about that for a minute. If the government, for no good reason other than, well, you got sick, can forcibly take you from your home, place you in basically an internment camp, feed you what they want to feed you, give you what they want to give you, not give you what they don't want to give you, and dictate every move you make, are you free? People like Klaus Schwab think that's a great idea. That's a fabulous idea. We are really on the precipice, folks, of something horrible. And I know a lot of people, you know, God bless you. You get up, you go to work, you come home, you try to make ends meet, you've got a family, you've got bills to pay, you've got things to do. But I'm telling you right now that that's what they're counting on. They're counting on your complacency. They are counting on you not educating yourself. They are counting on you just being sheep and following. Do you know how many people during this pandemic blindly followed the rules, never once questioned? And if you did ask a question, well, then you were trying to kill people. You were a psychopath. How dare you ask a question about a mask? How dare you ask a question about travel restrictions or vaccines? The vaccine and shut up. Put your mask on and shut up. Stay in your house and shut up. I lost friends over that. Friends that I had for many years. Because I told them, you're being used. You're being used in a psyops to see just how far they can push you before you push back. And the answer is pretty damn far. Because there's still people walking around with masks on, and there's still people driving in a car all alone with a mask on. And they think that's okay. Well, now we hear firsthand that it wasn't just the Biden administration. It wasn't just Dr. Fauci who was shutting down free speech. Other doctors who were, let's just say, financially invested in the vaccine, were contacting Twitter and telling them to take down other doctors with similar or better credentials posts who were saying, I don't know about this vaccine. You know, there's a natural immunity is stronger than the vaccine, and there are ways to test for natural immunity. And we should probably be testing people for natural immunity before we administer a vaccine. We now have, thanks to Elon Musk, actual text messages from a couple of doctors associated with the vaccine, financially associated with the vaccine, paid by these companies to tout their vaccine, who were saying, yeah, that's inconvenient. Let's take that down. That's misinformation. You need to take that down. Based on what? Who are you to tell Twitter what to take down? You're a shill for a vaccine company, and you're ordering Twitter to take down posts. Even Twitter, to their credit, said, it really doesn't violate any of our standards, but Guess what? They removed it anyway. That's right. They removed it anyway. Remember when doctors were shouting at the top of their lungs? Standing on, if you remember the video that was briefly allowed to be on YouTube before it was shut down, there was a conference of doctors who were standing on the steps of a hospital saying, masks ain't going to help. And this vaccine, not enough is known about it. It's going to have to be really, really a situation where risk versus reward. And what they meant by that was, if you have a bunch of pre-existing conditions, if you're 80 and you have diabetes and heart problems and all kinds of other things and respiratory issues, you may want to take the vaccine. Because at the end of the day, the risk is probably greater than to the average person. But that wasn't good enough for them. And you know why it wasn't good enough? Because they weren't making enough money. No, they needed everybody to be vaccinated, the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, now the 5, 6, 8-year-olds. They need everybody. Remember when they said everybody, 99% of people have to be vaccinated? That's how they figured out their profit margin. They knew how to maximize it, and they were shutting down speech that was against it. And now what do we see? We see very healthy athletes dropping on the field. We see stand-up comedians dropping hours after they took the vaccine. We see a lot of famous people and people who are in the spotlight, excuse me, dropping with heart-related issues. And for every single one of those people, and there's a lot of them that you read about, there's hundreds who are really nobody, so you don't read about them. They're just your average kid on a, you know, school trip or commuter or someone who works at your local fast food restaurant, and they won't tell you that. See, this is the thing, folks. When you live in a society where they say you only need to know what we want you to know, and therefore the only information we are going to give you is the information we want you to have, then you're not free. And instead of people rightfully saying, how dare you suppress any information, there are people cheering it on. Yes. Yes, suppress that information. Anything we disagree with. But when you try to suppress theirs, they go ballistic. They go ballistic. There was misinformation spouted all over the internet about this pandemic, about the vaccine, about the wearing of masks. You see, here's the thing. If you don't know for sure, if you don't know for absolute 100% sure, then it's a matter of opinion. You don't know whether it's a fact or fiction. So if one doctor says masks work, masks very much work, if you wear a mask, you will be safe. That's his opinion. Not a fact, especially when another doctor says absolutely untrue. Okay, well, you have two equally qualified physicians telling you we have come to two different conclusions. How come only one side of that is censored? Ask yourself that. In other words, if Facebook, Twitter, they were going to take down posts, you'd think they'd have took down both and said, well, wait a minute. That guy has absolutely no proof that masks work beyond a shadow of a doubt. What happens if people go out and say, oh, well, I'll just wear a mask then, and I'll go out and do whatever I want to do, and then they catch COVID and die? Wouldn't that be in his responsibility? Because he assured you that if you had a mask, you wouldn't get it. That's just as dangerous. That's equally as dangerous. If he was wrong, then a doctor saying, you don't need a mask at all. That's equally as dangerous. So in other words, it was not a conclusive fact, but they were taking one side of it. They were saying, yes, it is a conclusive fact, when in fact it was not. It was opinions. And here's a bunch of doctors on one side with this opinion, and here's a bunch of doctors on the other side with their opinion, but you weren't getting to hear the doctors on the other side with their opinion because they shut it down. So your average American heard, well, every doctor I heard said mask work. Therefore, I'm telling my neighbor mask work. And then that neighbor says, well, I don't know. I've known my neighbor a long time, and we're friends, and they think masks work. I think masks work. And the next thing you know, you had people shouting at you at the top of your lungs if you told them masks don't work. Logically speaking, a mask wouldn't work. How would we, as a society, buy into the fact that a little surgical mask that you can buy 100 of in a box for about, what, $10, would stop a virus so deadly it supposedly killed I don't know how many people? When we never stopped to think of the common sense factor, at least many people didn't, of, well, when you're wearing those in a hospital, you're in a pre-sterilized condition. You're in a pre-sterilized atmosphere. Hospitals are sterile. Walking through Walmart's not sterile. That's just going to attract every dust bunny, every germ, everything else to be on your mask, and then you're going to fiddle with it and get it on your fingers, and then you're going to rub your eye or stick it in your ear. In a million years, you literally had gigantic plastic barriers up in a store where 10 seconds after you put stuff on the counter, just the cashier was going to touch every piece of it. And then you were going to go touch it. But people lost their minds. And the reason they lost their minds is they played on your fear. If you don't do this, maybe you won't die, but what happens if your loved one does? What happens if you are so irresponsible that you don't follow the rules and you bring it home to your loved one? Could you live with yourself if you caused your loved one to get a virus that may kill them? So your average American said, yeah, that would be terrible. I guess I'll just follow the rules, even though I don't think it works. Just in case I'm wrong, I don't want anything to happen to the people I love. Yeah, that's called ruling through fear. Now they're doing the same thing. Well, if you don't do something about the climate, the world is going to fall right off the face of the earth into the ocean. You've been saying that for 20 years. Not one thing you predicted came even close to true. There'll be no more ice caps. The snows will all melt off the mountains. California will sink into the ocean, cease to exist. None of this happened. None of it happened. And now all of a sudden, the most important thing in the world is that you don't eat meat. Why would that be? Why in the world would they care what you're eating? Business is it? All of a sudden, we're on this weird thing, like some kind of a bizarre death cult of the world's going to end unless you stand on your head and sing Kumbaya in the key of E while wiggling your toes. And there are stupid enough people to try to stand on their head and wiggle their toes and sing Kumbaya. Because they say, well, I don't know. I don't want the world to end. Well, I'm not eating bugs. Klaus Schwab and the rest of you Nimrods. I'm not eating bugs. You eat bugs. But no, you don't eat bugs. You sit down to your prime rib dinner, right? You sit down to your lavish banquets, and then you get on your jet that's just filled with carbon emissions. Oh, but we're fighting the good cause, and we have to get there quickly. So we're exempt from our own rules. Yeah, how come you're always exempt from your own rules? Remember Nancy Pelosi wandering around the beauty shop with no mask? Remember Lori Lightfoot saying, well, I don't have to wear a mask when I go to the beautician. I have to look good. Well, here's a newsflash. You wouldn't look good if you underwent 16 hours of plastic surgery. Remember our wonderful governor of California, Gavin Newsom. How many times did he go to the restaurant with 20, 30 people partying it up when they told you, you can't, but I can? Here I am partying down with my homies in a nice fancy restaurant while you're huddled up next to your pork and beans because you can't go to the store. Remember that lavish party they had where AOC and all of the elitists went? And they weren't wearing any masks, sitting right next to each other at the table. But the servants were. When the waiters and waitresses came, they were all wearing masks because they're the lower class. Oh, the upper class doesn't have to wear masks. You're peons. You do what we say. We're the elitists. We're the rulers. You're the house cats. That's what they want, folks. Power has driven these people insane. Insane. Remember when the CRT in schools was a conspiracy theory? Ah, there's no such thing. Show me where any school teaches CRT, and you'll find that we don't. And remember what I told you? I said, yeah, you're not going to find a class. You're not going to find third period CRT. They inject it into every single class. Oh, we do no such thing. We're just teaching history. We're just teaching history. Yeah, but it's revisionist history. History the way you want people to think history is, not facts. History the way you see it. Well, guess what? We now have two separate audio tapes, videotape of one, actually, audio tape of another, of two very high-ranking school officials blatantly admitting that they lie to parents, that they trick them into thinking that their children are not learning CRT, and then they inject it into their classes. That's right, two separate tapes. And that's the exact words they use. Well, you know, they come to the school board meetings and they complain. You have to trick them. So you just tell them there is no CRT, but then you can just find ways to inject it into your math or history or English class. That's what I do. That's what they said, folks. So in other words, basically what they're saying is this. You have no right to your own children. We will take your children, we will indoctrinate them in the manner that we see fit. We will fill their heads with the things that we want them to think and we want them to know. We will not give them the opportunity to be free thinkers. We will not give them the opportunity to think for themselves. We will indoctrinate them like good little soldiers. They will do what they are told. They will learn what we want them to learn so that they can grow up, be just like us. And eventually, all of you other older people are going to die off. And guess who will just be left? A wonderful army of children we've indoctrinated for 20 years. And they'll all groupthink just like us. And there'll be no more owning your home. There'll be no more owning your car. There'll be no more freedom of travel. There'll be no more freedom of what you want to eat. What you want to drive, where you want to go. Unless, of course, you're one of us, then we'll do exactly what we want. This is what we're seeing. And instead of the news media covering Davos fairly and saying, are these people insane? Did I hear a man literally say that he wants to control the movement of all American people? To stay within certain parameters or get permission to go beyond those parameters. Did I hear a man say that? Because if I did hear a man say that, he either needs psychiatric treatment or we need to stop giving him a microphone because he is an insane human being. No, we don't hear that. How come that's not censored? How come that's not censored? How come imprisoning the American people, a plan to imprison, virtually imprison the American people, how come that's not censored information? How come? You want to take down crazy stuff? Well, that's pretty crazy. Now, listen, that guy's a right to say it. I'm a big proponent of freedom of speech. I don't care if he thinks we should all be put behind bars and only let out an hour a day. He has the right to say it. We have the right to say you're an insane human being, and we have to look to people in the media to let us know about these people. I talk to people about this, and they're like, that didn't happen. Yeah, it did. Oh, you were watching a movie or something. No, I'm watching these speeches at Davos. Let me see. Holy shit. How come the news didn't report this? Yeah, I wonder. The fact that Al Gore still has a microphone when he has lost all credibility completely. He's like the reverse Nostradamus. Everything he says doesn't come true. And yet there's still people listening to his ass when he's screaming and hollering and yelling about how you're causing the problem. Not him, you. For once in my life, I actually agree with Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg said, hey, you can't listen to these people at Davos. They're mostly the people causing this problem. Well, I don't think there is a major problem. And I think Greta Thunberg is, unfortunately, a girl they terrorized into being so fearful that she will not live to see her 20th birthday because the world will crumble, that she's become an indoctrinated puppet spouting, climate change craziness. But she's right about one thing. You can't be flying around on your jumbo jets, driving your gigantic SUVs, eating prime rib, telling people you got to cut your emissions and stop eating meat. Who the hell is Schwab to say anything to anybody? Who the hell is a lot of these people to say anything to anybody? They don't know elected officials. Yes, a tremendous amount of media. We have a guy saying all media is owned by BlackRock. Let me explain something to you. I don't know if people have heard yet, but Steven Crowder was offered a contract by a conservative news outlet. And there were all kinds of provisions in this contract that, well, if you get YouTube strikes or advertisers bail because of something you said, or this or that or the other thing, we cut your salary by 20%, 30%, 40%. So in other words, now these guys are trying to defend themselves by saying, well, look, this guy just can't get on the air and go nutso. If we lose all of our sponsors and everything, we go belly up. We can't do that if he becomes a loose cannon. Yeah, okay. But here's what you also have to understand. By doing that, you're basically cuffing him. Then he says, well, I have something to say. And you say, well, you can't say that. If you say that, you're going to get a strike. And if you get a strike, there goes a couple hundred thousand dollars, if not more, of your money. So then that programming person, which in this case is Crowder, has to say, oh, yeah, I can't take that kind of financial hit. So I guess I won't mention that. See how that game works? See how that works? Anybody remember when Newt Gingrich was on Fox News and he mentioned George Soros and how George Soros was doing X, Y, and Z and he was shut right down? Literally shut down. They literally pulled the microphone off him, said, oh, we're not going to talk about George Soros. He even said, how come he can't mention George Soros on this network? How come? Nothing I'm saying isn't true. Oh, no, we're not talking about George Soros. No, I know you're not. So you can't count on them either, folks. You have to count on independent media. People who have no sponsors to worry about. People are going to give you the truth because you're not going to get it from most sources. You're just not. Now, there are some people who are better than others. But the truth of the matter is, if not for independent media in this country, we would have no media. We would have no media. And that's a shame. Because the media was supposed to be an impartial observer there for the people. Not political hacks trying to push their ideology. And that's all we have now. And don't be fooled, by the way. A lot of people wrote to me and said, well, did you see CNN's coming around? They're all after Joe Biden. And did you see that MSNBC said X, Y, and Z? Yeah, listen, they're trying to throw Joe Biden under the bus. They realized when the House was taken by the Republicans that there was going to be some investigations and they were going to find a whole bunch of crap. And they said, we have two options. We can attempt to stand behind Biden and hope that if he is the candidate, he lives long enough to be the candidate and he's viable and he wins. Or we get the hell rid of him because it's doubtful he is going to win. And guess what they've decided? Let's get the hell rid of him. Nobody's defending him anymore. All of a sudden you're hearing people say, well, you know, in retrospect, this isn't looking good with Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, was it looking good 2 years ago? You're journalists. How come you didn't know 2 years ago it wasn't looking good when everybody else did? Piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Don't sit here and tell me, well, we finally found some evidence. We didn't want to say anything until we were sure. Are you kidding? You were covering every step of the way. Until you got your marching orders, it's open season on Joe Biden. You can say what you want now. Feel free to criticize. Oh, okay, master. Great. We'll get on that right away. Let's see if we can turn people against Joe Biden so we can get somebody else in there for the next election. It's sick. It's sick that people don't see this. And I'm not defending the right-wing media to any stretch either. I've watched Sean Hannity practically have a heart attack because McCarthy was being held up as speaker. You know, the same McCarthy who told Trump to resign. But you want to talk about complete control. Guess what we know now? They're going to be releasing some tapes of January 6th. It's not good. It's not good, folks. In fact, it's way worse than we thought. There are sources now saying we have clear evidence that not only were police waving people in, but there were FBI agent provocateurs urging people to come in. Urging them to come in. We now have two eyewitnesses that says Ashley Babbitt was standing right next to two police officers. It wasn't like they couldn't have stopped her if she was trying to enter another room. She wasn't posing any threat, and she had no gun. She was literally talking to police officers 30 seconds before she was blown off the face of this planet. And you're going to have some videotape backing that up. That's going to be coming soon. But don't expect any miracles. Because no matter what you show them, they're just going to, the House has no power to prosecute. So they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. You saw the first reaction, the initial reaction to Joe Biden and these documents, right? Oh, that's no problem. That happens all the time. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Trump got his house raided for it in Mar-a-Lago, right? Mar-a-Lago, they were in a locked room in a locked safe with a padlock. And the FBI literally says, put another padlock on it. And Trump says, okay, I'll put another padlock on it. Secret Service guards Mar-a-Lago. Joe Biden had him next to his Corvette or whatever the hell it was in his garage. Oh, by the way, a garage that Hunter Biden was in all the time because Hunter Biden either owned or rented the house. We're not sure which, but we do know this. He gave Joe $50,000 a month. $50,000 a month. Google search and you'll find out like the top rent in that area is about $5,000 a month. So he's giving him $45,000 too much. This is his own dad. How would you like it if your own dad charged you 10 times the rent, the going rate? Does that sound like somebody you're real close to and you're chummy and he's my best friend and the smartest guy I ever knew? Or does that sound like that's the way you launder money? Because to me, that sounds like the way you're laundering money to give to Joe. Oh, this isn't for any business deals. I just owe him rent. Yeah. We see how this works. Let me go to the phones. Caller, what's your thoughts on any of this stuff?
Oh, boy, Marcus, where do I begin? Well, I think it's all a load of crap. And nothing is ever going to happen to these people. They can, it's basically they can do whatever they want, from Hunter Biden paying $50,000 to his father for rent a month, which is ridiculous. It doesn't even pass a laugh test. Nobody with a half a brainstem will ever believe that, even his own side. So there's that. The top secret documents that were that Joe Biden does not have any right to declassify were in unsecured areas. And if you tell me they're secured areas, that's a load of crap too, because in a garage next to his Porsche or his Corvette or whatever the hell he doesn't drive because he's senile, well, in a house that a known drug addict and criminal lives in, who has access to, you don't think Hunter Biden went in and read those documents? Of course he did. Of course he did. They're not going to tell you that, but that's 100% fact. Outlandish. I can't even fathom how anybody can believe the people on the news media saying that this is different from the Mar-a-Lago Trump saga back in September. This is way different.
Well, I can believe it. It's very different. I'll tell you why it's different. Donald Trump's the president of the United States. He can declassify any document he wants at any time he wants for any reason he wants, and there's no protocol. Joe Biden was vice president. He has no such powers. Donald Trump's was in a locked safe in Mar-a-Lago, guarded by Secret Service, and he was negotiating with the FBI saying, well, what documents do you want? We'll come down here and find them or take a look at them. These I think I have a right to, and they're saying, oh, I don't think you have a right to them. So they were negotiating, well, do I or do I not have a right to them? Joe Biden says, I don't even know they existed. How did they get there? Well, I got a better question. How did they get in the Biden Center at a university when that wing of the university wasn't even in existence that long? They had to be moved more than once. They had to be moved more than once. By who? That's what I want to know. By who? And now we hear from the DOJ, well, you know, we were considering going into Joe's house and searching it, but we decided, we don't need to do that. Oh, but you really needed to go to Mar-a-Lago, and you really needed to make sure there were cameras there, right, and the news is catching it. Please, be very, very cautious, folks, who you actually listen to. And I'll tell you why. Because power corrupts. And you'd like to think that there are people who are honest enough so it would not corrupt them, but unfortunately most people, not all, but most people get into a point where they want what's best for them. And if your favorite anchor is making millions and billions and millions of dollars a year salary, but if they say X, Y, and Z and sponsors leave, we get to cut your salary in half. We get to give you 10%. We get to do X, Y, and Z, and by the time you get done, you're not making anything. You're going to think twice about you saying anything controversial. Because you're going to say, well, I don't know. How am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to pay my car payments? How am I going to pay for my lavish lifestyle? I guess I better not say that I think the election was rigged. Remember when Fox wouldn't say that at all? Even when it came out that basically the FBI held on to Hunter Biden's laptop knowing full well it was real, did not tell the media it was real, even though they probably knew it, did not tell the media it was real, in fact, allowed the media to say it was not real, and then when they were confronted by that, said, well, we didn't want to influence an election. Are you kidding? You did influence an election. You kept vital information from the American people. That is called helping to rig an election. But nobody cares. That's the thing that gets me. And no, I don't expect everybody to be an activist. I don't expect everybody to say, well, I worked 16 hours today on construction, but now I'm going to go be an activist. I get it. I get that everybody can't live, breathe, and sleep politics. But you got to be aware. And when the time comes, folks, you have to make your voice heard. You have to. There's just too many people who are sleepwalking, saying, well, whatever. And that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. This can still be stopped. I mean, to a certain extent, the American people stopped these COVID mandates because people were just like, I'm done. I'm going to go where I want to go, and I'm going to do what I want to do, and I don't give one damn what the government or my mayor or the whoever says. And so they finally said, okay, well, the American people aren't going along with that anymore. We ran that one dry. They'll do it again. They'll do it again because they know that if they scare you enough, you'll comply. That was their mission. How far can we push them, and how long will they comply? Let's gather that data. As long as we have this, I'm not going to be so conspiratorial I say that they were in on launching this as an experiment. Some people are saying that. I'm not going to be that conspiratorial. But, you know, I think it was Rahm Emanuel who said, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, that we had a crisis. And they said, ooh, this is a great chance to experiment. Let's see how long we can get the American people to stay indoors and wear masks and not drive their vehicles and all that stuff. Just keep telling them that you're going to kill grandma. And they'll comply.
Yeah, yeah. This is, you know, I know people personally who, you know, when I talk about it and, you know, tell them, you know, this is really how it is. I'm like, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. They're sleepwalking, exactly what you said. And this is how the other side wins. That's what they want. They want you to be complacent and be like, oh, well, you know, I just, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm just some Joe Blow, so I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to have to take it on the chin. And the reality is you don't have to take it on the chin. What did Donald Trump say on January 6th? Make your voices heard. He didn't say go down to the Capitol and storm it. That was Ray Epps, by the way. So
yes, and listen, when you get this footage, some of this footage, from what I'm hearing, people are going to be stunned. People are going to be stunned. Now, I'm not saying that it was right for anybody to enter that building. What I am saying is I've seen footage of people orderly. I'm not saying some people didn't commit violence. We know some people did. But the majority of people that went in there were like looking around like tourists, like they were on a tour. Oh, look at that pretty painting over there. Oh, look at this. Let's take a selfie here. Even some of the people who were obnoxious, like the guy with the Viking horn, wasn't causing any violence. He walked in. There was a policeman literally escorting him. He walked in and said, oh, go sit in Nancy Pelosi's chair or whatever. Oh, look at this. This is room. He had no weapon. This is the guy you thought was going to overthrow the government? This is the guy you thought this was an insurrection? He was the mastermind, right? He's the guy who's going to fly Trump in and parachute down from a helicopter to take control of illegal control of the country. Are you kidding? A bunch of hishka-bibble people who entered the Capitol and were strolling around. A few of them got violent. I wonder who the people were that got violent. I want to hear more about the people who got violent. I want to hear who they are and why they got violent. Because a lot of the tapes I see, I don't see any violence. And then there were people who were literally in there attempting to cover it. And by that, I mean they had cameras or whatever, and they were saying, I'm documenting this. This is a history. And they were arrested. How can you be arrested for trespassing when the police tell you to come in? That's the thing I want to know. You're not going to get an answer. Not even from the House. I mean, let's face it. there are a couple of good members of the House now. There are a couple of people I like, and I think there are a couple of people with good intentions. But when push comes to shove, they're not going to bend over backwards because the machine is too powerful. If you think for 1 minute that they operate any differently than the mob or a drug cartel or whatever, they don't really, except maybe they don't necessarily slaughter people, although talk to Jeffrey Epstein about that and a few others. But they put tremendous pressure on people. Remember when they said, oh, you know, Matt Gaetz, he had like a 16-year-old girl, and he was flying her around on the taxpayer's dime, and that's statutory rape, and he's a pervert and this and that. And Matt Gaetz said, I don't even know what they're talking about. They're just making it up. It's some guy who tried to extort money from me. Said he was going to come out with this story. And even right-wing news media was like, well, we don't know about that. We're going to have to wait and see if Matt Gaetz really did this and blah, blah, blah. Where'd that story go? I'll tell you where it went. Nowhere, because it was blackmail. Except he didn't go for the blackmail. He said, go ahead, because I didn't do it. See, this is the thing. They try every single way they possibly can to say, if you don't fall in line, we will destroy you. And a lot of people fall in line, you know, just like you did when they said, if you don't fall in line and do what you say, you can't go get groceries and you're going to kill grandma and you're going to not be allowed to be a member of society. And so you said, okay, I'll do what I'm told. Well, what do you think? Your politicians are different. Politicians get to Washington and they got the fire in their eyes. I'm going to fight for the people. And then they're told, yeah, we'll crush you. You do what you're told or you're going to be crushed. And the vast majority of them say, okay, I won't go too far with this. And there's maybe a small, small percentage who say, yeah, screw you. Those are the people we need. You know, those are the ones that Kevin McCarthy was trying to prevent from winning. The ones that Mitch McConnell was trying to prevent from winning. Why do you think they're trying to prevent them from winning? Why do you think they care? Why do you think they care? As long as it's a Republican, why do you think they care? If I'm the leader of the Republican Party, I'm like, well, whichever Republican wins, good for us. As long as a Democrat don't win. No, they're not doing that. They're saying, oh, we can't have him. Can't have her. Why? Well, they won't play the game. Exactly. Well, we can't have those people. They're loose cannons. Well, what's a loose cannon mean? That they won't fall lockstep behind you and kiss your ass? And lie to the American people and pretend that you're doing something when you're doing nothing, like Lindsey Graham has done for his entire career? Don't see him very much, do you, anymore? When's the last time you've seen Lindsey Graham crawl out of his hole and get onto a television show? I ain't seen him in months and months and months and months. So it's not just the Democrats. But it is the vast majority of them. And all of these weirdos that are at Davos screaming at the top of their lungs before they go out to their prime rib dinner that you can't have meat and should eat bugs. Or screaming at the top of their lungs that you can't drive a car or have a gas stove. Or screaming at the top of their lungs how we have to control the movement of the American people. We have to make sure they stay within certain parameters. That way they don't travel too far. They don't have too many emissions if they don't travel too far. These are psychopaths. This is a cult. It's like a climate change cult. And it's not even based in reality because they'll tell you, well, that's a settled science. Every single scientist has agreed. No, that's not true. That's not close to true. That's every time I argued with these climate change activists, that the first thing they say is it's settled science. 96% of scientists agree. No, they don't. It's very easy to take a poll and say 96% when the only people you poll are people that you're actually paying to do the experiments. So they're going to find in your favor. I can name you tons of people who are saying, listen, we'd all have to go literally live in a log cabin, have no internet, have no nothing, to even begin to make a dent, to be even a slight dent in helping. So unless we all want to go back to the caveman days, just having an electric car is not going to help. Not eating meat is not going to help. And they're right, it's not going to help. This is just an alarmist doomsday cult who have decided the rules are very easy if I don't have to follow them. I've said on this show before, and I'll say it again, the rules never apply to the elitists. You got guys like Jeff Bezos, and he's pouring money into Joe Biden's campaign, and all the while Joe Biden says, these greedy rich people are going to pay 90%. And you think Jeff Bezos is smiling, saying, yes, master, I'll love to pay 90%. Pay 90%. Well, go ahead and pay. There's no law that says you can't overpay your taxes. You can take in whatever you want. So go ahead and pay 90%, Jeff. You know why he's not? Because he knows he's never going to have to. He knows he's going to be exempt. Oh, I'm not paying it. Joe's not talking about me. That's why I'm pouring money into his campaign, so he'll exempt me. Why would you vote against your own best interests? Nobody does that. Nobody's going to do that. So while Joe Biden is saying all the big corporate, they're going to pay 90% of they're going to pay their fair share, then all the big corporate people are going to say, yeah, screw you, I'm not voting for you. But they did. Oh, we sent big money to his campaign. Why would that be? Would you do that? If a politician came to your door and said, listen, I need you to vote for me and I'm raising your taxes by 40%, you'd say, no, I don't think I want to vote for you. I don't know why people can't see that, caller. I mean, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, it's because they've been conditioned and programmed to look away from it. And it's really sad because, honestly, 3 years ago, it would have been much different. If this was happening 3 years ago, people would not have been so complacent and so quick to just accept it. I want to know – here's what I want to know. And the guy's name escapes me at the moment, but during the House Speaker vote, there was another representative, a Republican representative, by the way, who lunged towards Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
And I would like to know, as I'm sure many people would like to know, where is his punishment? That's attempted assault. If nobody
– Yeah, there's no punishment. Maybe he was an insurrectionist, right? Maybe he was trying to overthrow the government because we were finally seeing how – a free government worked where people were saying, listen, we got problems and we want to resolve. Oh, no, that can't be. He's just got to be anointed. I don't know what to tell you. But they do want to control you. In fact, they sort of want to own you.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.